News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson are expected to hold a press briefing Friday at Mar-a-Lago. This as Republican infighting continues in the House of Representatives. Corey Myers with more.
A key vote on a bill to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act failed on the House floor. Just another sign of Republican infighting under Speaker Mike Johnson's leadership.
But it's pretty clear and obvious and being whispered among the conference. Mike Johnson does not have the support of the conference.
Marjorie Taylor Greene after that vote. 19 Republicans broke ranks with party leadership and voted against that measure.
There's new information about U.S. intelligence officers who reportedly believe roughly half the Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza may already be dead. A new report cites American officials familiar with U.S. and Israeli intelligence on the matter. The Israeli Defense Force has said it believes as many as 30 hostages may have already lost their lives at the hands of Hamas. This new reporting suggests the number could be double that. Israeli officials have yet to comment on the report. Support for the southern border wall within the Hispanic community gradually rising. USA's John Schaefer with more.
Based on an Ipsos Telemundo poll targeting Hispanic adults, 42% of participants expressed support for erecting a wall or fence along the entire U.S.-Mexico border. This marks an increase from 30% in December 2021. Similarly, 38% indicated their backing for sending all illegal immigrants in the U.S. back to their countries of origin, a 10-point surge from 2021.
Mortgage rates continue to move upward in the latest report from Freddie Mac. It finds the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.88% this week. It's a bump up from 6.82 the week before. This is USA News.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The issue of abortion taking center stage in a case before the Iowa State Supreme Court Thursday. Lawyers for the state of Iowa arguing in favor of a recently passed fetal heartbeat bill there, banning most abortions beyond 6 weeks. Solicitor General Eric Wesson presenting the state's case.
In the Iowa Constitution, in the federal Constitution, there is no right to be found for abortion.
Attorney Peter Eame representing Planned Parenthood.
Autonomy and dominion over one's own body go to the very heart of what it means to be free. That's what's at stake in this case.
Support for the southern border wall within the Hispanic community gradually rising. USA's John Schaefer with more.
Based on an Ipsos Telemundo poll targeting Hispanic adults, 42% of participants expressed support for erecting a wall or fence along the entire U.S.-Mexico border. This marks an increase from 30% in December 2021. Similarly, 38% indicated their backing for sending all illegal immigrants in the U.S. back to their countries of origin, a 10-point surge from 2021. Additionally, nearly two-thirds of respondents voiced their support for a pathway to citizenship for all illegal immigrants.
Mortgage rates continue to move upward in the latest report from Freddie Mac. It finds the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.88% this week. It's a bump up from 6.82 the week before. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.